When you first moved away from home, how old were you?
I was 17 years old. I was living in Santa Maria with my parents. Mm-hmm. And at 17, after my junior year in high school, I went into the Marine Corps. And the reason I went into the Marine Corps, my older brother, who was a year older at 18, was mm-hmm. going in. So I went in like in a buddy system to be close to him and mm-hmm. to join the service.
What does the buddy system mean?
Well, the buddy system is just, you just want to go in with someone, so you're with someone that you know, so mm-hmm. it's not going to be so hard as transaction from civilian to the military service.
Oh, yeah. And where did you move when you were in the military?
Well, into the military, we went to San Diego Recruiting Depot, which is in San Diego. And it's an 11-week mm-hmm. course in boot camp. And one of the things that I was homesick because just you take it for granted that, you know, everything that you get at home, you're mm-hmm. not going to have there. You're not going to have home-cooked meals that you mm-hmm. enjoy, the treats that you look forward to, and just having your own bed and a mm-hmm. nice, quiet atmosphere, mm-hmm. and the freedom. And one of the guys when I was going into boot camp says, I joined the service so no one would tell me what to do, which is wrong, wrong, wrong. They tell you every step of the way.
That's funny.
Everything you do.
When you said that, I was thinking most people would say, well, I moved away and I had so much more freedom.
It's like less freedom. Zero.
It's the opposite if you join the military. That's funny. So what was it like? Like, what were your living conditions when you were in San Diego in boot camp?
Well, in boot camp, it was really hard. The first thing they do is one of the things they shave your head and just the feeling is when you're asleep on the pillow, the rough just feels like sandpaper or whatever. It's really awkward, you know, you're in bunk beds and all these different strange, you know, just new people from all different parts of the country with different states there. And it's just everything is move, 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 go, go, go. It's not like a slow pace, it's a very fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
It was just different. Getting to know people with time goes on, you get to mm-hmm. get to know the recruits, and it makes it a little easier. But at the beginning, it's just everything's brand new,
mm-hmm.
and for being 17 years old, you have to really grow fast.
Did you get to see your brother a lot when you were in boot camp?
We were in boot camp together, but actually, in the long run, is worse because every time one would mess up, the other one would have to pay, so it was like double trouble. Twice as many push-ups, or run twice as far, or whatever. It's just more of a headache than actually what's, you know, you benefit from.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have your brother there.
to complain to, if nothing else.
One of the things, being I was 17, that, you know, I never really shaved before.
Mm-hmm.
The instructor said, you make sure your brother shaves all the hair off his face, which is, I had, you know, peach fuzz, not a whole lot of hair on my face, but he kind of looked over me, but it was different. So,
what's one thing that you learned because you moved out?
Being responsible for be more responsible because you just take it for granted, you know, everything's given to you, or we're not given to you, but it's just, you have that from your parents, you know, your meals,
mm-hmm.
your own room, and, you know, mm-hmm. your clothes are washed. Now I have to do it myself. I have to wash my own clothes, you know, keep my area clean, you know, dress well, proper, everything has to be immaculate, and it's just, more responsibility what I didn't have before.
Yeah. What change between the two places affected you the most?
Being in the service, you have people in charge, the chain of command. You just can't go to wherever to complain. You have to go from the bottom up
mm-hmm.
to if you have a problem or an issue. Mm-hmm. At home, you could just talk to your parents or talk to a friend or whatever, but if you have an issue, you need to go on the chain of command, go from the bottom up. If you jump the chain of command, you're in a lot of trouble, so.
Oh.
So it's just knowing who to talk to when you have a problem.
I see. Okay, well, thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, hurrah.